New year, new me. We're starting a new year here, guys. Question mark. We think it's a little bit cliche, but we're gonna talk about it because a lot of us got problems. I sure as hell know I do. We've been pushing it off for the fourth quarter here. Gonna start something new, some new stuff. A lot of us don't need a new me. A lot of us are doing well, I think, in the group. When I say do well, you're here, you're selling business, you've sold business, you got a book of business. Maybe you're starting, you're doing well if you got it on your own. I can remember a couple years ago when I got my own, I was sitting with Stella in my condo with $20,000 of business, and I was like, I'm doing better than I was before. So no excuses, guys. We just need a better me. That's what we're going to talk about. Today's show sponsor, Chief Health Plan. Shout out to you guys placing some business with Chief Health Plan. Go ahead and check it out, Chief Health Alliance. If you don't know about it, we have a great video on there. Check it out on the homepage. And Self-Fund and Mastery coming up March 3rd. Make sure you check it out. Going to be a great educational event to take you from a little rookie one-on-one self-funding where I was, where some of you still are. We're going to teach you some more advanced stuff so you have a better understanding, knowledge on self-funding, because it's not just one thing fully insured, right? It's a lot of moving parts and we got a lot to learn. I'm still learning. I'm going to be there taking notes because I got some pros lined up that have been around 40, 50 years and they're going to teach you what's what. So go ahead and check it out. AchieveAlliance.com, eventheadsupadvisor.com/mastery.
Keep in mind, guys, our pros are fresh. They don't keep repeating their first 2 years in business. For those who are long in the tooth with a lot of experience, we're going to make sure that you don't become a has-been wannabe.
With that, like I said, we got a lot of problems here. I wanted to have a cleanse, right? We're going to start the new year fresh with all those sins. We need some blessings, guys. So I wanted to bring,
I'm feeling you.
I wanted to bring a fellow live stream friend of mine on. Found out about her through a live stream, watching through Facebook. Facebook connected us. Imagine that.
Really?
They connected us. My good friend, let me welcome to the show, Christiana Burak, CEO of Proverbs Women 31. Christiana, welcome to the show.
Woo! I love that intro. Thank you so much. Yeah, we did meet on a live. That's amazing.
Yeah. So listen, we're insurance guys. We're in sales. She's a fellow entrepreneur. Yeah. She's out there hustling. She's selling, right?
Single mom, yeah. Two single boys. Mom. Yeah. She's making it happen.
She don't got no excuses.
No excuses allowed.
No excuses. New Year's, I saw her. She's got all her goals written out. All her shit.
Yeah.
Look, she's got her notepad here where there's all shit, subliminal shit that she's looking at every day.
Yeah. I love it.
Affirmations and everything, guys. It's,
yeah.
It's really real.
We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Who knew?
I dig it.
Kismet.
We're going to place her on some show for some new thoughts here.
Yeah.
I thought maybe we could have you do a little blessing for the crew here, the audience, because we need some blessings.
Wow. Yeah.
We need some luck this year. We need some new business. We need some changes in life. Go ahead. Why don't you give us a little something, something?
Yeah. So first, this is 2020, guys. It's January. So the biggest thing right now I want to just say is you have to go into it with a new, refreshed mind. And with that, I just want to jump into a quick prayer, sending blessings and abundance your way. Because blessings and abundance are real, and they can apply in your manifestations, your prayer, your meditations, anything that you do that works for best for you, right? So I'm sending you so much life and abundance this year, prosperity, good health, good friendships, good career. A lot of breakthroughs are going to be happening this year for you. And we're just sending so much positivity your way. And make sure that you take time when you wake in the morning to just kind of recap and redo old habits. So making sure you're believing more into yourself and taking action. I think that's one of the biggest things that I said this year, that I was going to do more things that scared me. Dream bigger, dream larger, you know, anything is possible. So this year is your year. It's time to grind harder, grind smarter, and put on those cowboy boots.
Thanks so much for that. We appreciate it. We need it. We need it.
Yeah.
So you made an interesting point. I think what we have to look at is if you're going to make a commitment something to this year, and you talk about it, do things that make you uncomfortable.
Ooh, yeah.
Look yourself in the mirror and say, what am I going to do? One thing, right? The book, you read the book, one thing. What is the one thing that I'm going to do this year? Just one that's going to make me so uncomfortable. But if I can get comfortable doing it, it's going to make me a lot of money. And it's something that I avoided and I keep pushing off. And it's going to get me to the other side of success that I want, whether it be in life, in business, with my spouse, my kids, whatever it is. It's something that you know you need. You know that if you do it, it's going to make that difference. And I'll share with you guys mine. Is I'm going to work on my mind, because I think if I can have a better understanding on how the mind works and program my mind to be more positive, think better things, think more of, like she said, in abundance, and realize the gratitude, what you have and how much there is out there, I think I'm going to have a better year, not just financially, just mentally. Yeah. So for you guys out there, I'm sharing with you, is I'm going to be working more so on my mind mentally this year, understanding it. I'm going to be talking to a mental coach. I downloaded, if you guys haven't, check out the Calm app, C-A-L-M, helps with some calming music, meditation. I'm going to try that. Just found out exactly what the hell it was. You just sit there and you try to focus on not focusing on anything. And it's pretty interesting. The past couple of days I've been doing it, and it does give you some perspective, because your mind is just racing and racing and negative thoughts and all this stuff that can happen.
Definitely.
And that's what my mind keeps telling me. You need to do this, and it's negative. So I'm trying to learn how to fix that and think more of abundance. So I'm sharing with you guys what my number one thing that I want to fix this year is. I don't know what you guys are doing, but find out what that one thing is, because I believe that if I can fix that and take control of it, then I'm going to have a lot better year. What do you think, Craig?
Yeah, I think if you do just one thing, don't overwhelm yourself. Everybody always has these lists and all these lists. If you just do one thing and commit to it, practice it, do it daily, do it hourly, whatever it is for you, then it's inevitable that you will be successful. That's the way the formula works. That is life. Mm-hmm. Everything has a formula. Totally. If you do the things that unsuccessful people refuse to do, you will inevitably be successful. So the game is, can you defer instant gratification in order to gain? Now, I want to make a point out. So shout out to John Sabracco. He just had a birthday last week. And so, Johnny boy, got some Dom Perignon here.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, brother. Yes. New year, new me, new mind. This guys, is the start of a new mind right here.
Go ahead, guys. Share what you guys are sharing below. I told you guys stuff that maybe I didn't want to tell everybody, but I'm good anyway. So hopefully you guys take a step in the right direction. Thanks for joining us, by the way. We got some great guests that we're going to be lining up this year. If you haven't already, check out the podcast. We're going to be releasing a lot of stuff on there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an exciting year. And we're focused on bringing you guys the best stuff to take you in the next step in your career and your life. And if you have ideas that you want to see, just go ahead and shoot us an email. Oh, look, Craig.
Hey, Wendy said happy birthday.
Thank you, Wendy. Look at this. Craig, a little spill. You had the towel, right? Look at this, guys. This is our rookie here. A little something here.
Seeing my first rodeo.
Here we go. A little Dom Perignon. Feeling special. 36 years old. Feel old. Probably young to a lot of you guys on here, but that's okay.
Exactly. You got to take time to celebrate, everybody. The entrepreneur's curse is to never celebrate successes, because you get there and it's anticlimactic. It turns out that
Can you define that anticlimactic?
Anticlimactic. We're not talking about a sexual position or anything. We're talking about, you know, you're all excited about if I could only make this much money or this much in sales. And then you finally do, and you're like, well, damn, I expected to do it. There's no joy in the celebration of knowing that you accomplished your goal, because it's the entrepreneur's curse. You're just on to the next one. And so you have to take time out to say, happy birthday.
I love that.
Cheers.
Awesome freaking year.
Cheers from over here.
Cheers.
Happy New Year to everybody
happy
on
year.
Here.
Happy birthday.
We wish you guys well. Lots of love.
I'm going to wish you a lot of well by the end of this show.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of us, we want everything so fast. It's like, I want it now. I want it yesterday, right? And it's what you're just talking about, delayed gratification. Keep going on that. I want to hear more, because I know you got it good. Well,
new year, new me. The idea was, hey, let's talk about some different ideas, because it's really fascinating. The difference between goals, outcomes, habits. So I hear a lot of brokers tell us, one of the things we asked them in another show is, you know, how much money you want to make next year? And so a lot of New Year's resolutions are centered around money. And people say, oh, you know, I want to do $250,000 in new business, or I want to make $250,000, whatever it is for them. And so what I would ask you is that a goal or is it an outcome? A lot of people confuse goals and outcomes. And so outcome is the result of your actions. And so what you're talking about, we're going to generate $250,000 in new business. That's really more of an outcome than a goal, right? A better goal would be, I'm going to prospect 1 hour a day, 4 days a week, every week. And because I know I need 32 leads of some sort in order to get 7 appointments in order to close 2 new cases. And so that would be a reasonable goal. And now you have something that's real, because we all got to remember, there's only 2 things we can control. What do we think? And what actions do we take? And a lot of frustrations in life are centered around people who worry about the stuff they can't control. And they ignore their mind, the stuff you think, and they forget about the actions. People say, oh, you're so lucky. It's like, you know, the old story, you know, the guy didn't fall down on the top of the mountain. He or she worked their way up. And so, you know, that's just something to think about. You mentioned affirmations. I love that. I'm a big fan of affirmations. I will share with you my number one affirmation that I use. I always use a moniker because it's easy to remember. Right? I want to keep it simple. Flag. Now, my flag has a silent J in it. So I always think every day, freedom, love, joy, appreciation, gratitude. Those are my reminders to stay focused on my thoughts, on positive things. That's my flag that I fly.
I love that. And I think my buddy Ty Lopez, guy I follow and listen to a lot, is he talks about the 4 pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. If you don't have all 4, you're not going to be fulfilled. There's a lot of people with money who are just miserable, unhappy.
That's so true.
Health, wealth, love, and happiness.
Yeah.
Right? That's what he talks about a lot. And the more you learn it and understand, that's what's needed. That's why I want to focus on the mind and being able to control my mind, my emotions, things that happen to us. Because guys, there's a lot of shit that's going to happen to you, especially the more money you make, the more successful you become, the more shit you got going at you. Like Biggie says, more money, more problems. It's because you got more shit going on. That's what happens.
I got
right?
my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you don't have the problems of money and bills and stuff like that, or where the next paycheck and stuff, what the normal person have, right? I was with Derek Ryan the other day. Shout out to Derek Ryan. I was in Vegas with him, and he goes,
uh-oh.
He says to his office, he goes, and people complain. He says, you know what? It's a shame you don't know where you're going to get your meal from tonight. Isn't that a shame? Where you're going to get your next paycheck from? You're bitching, right? We don't have that problem. Yet we got all these other problems, and we make them look like a big deal. So what I did was, as you saw it, is gratitude list that I took it out of the living room. I put it back in the living room. Is I look at it every day. It's a big whiteboard that has all my shit that I'm happy about, because like you continue to forget. Now I'm going to start putting shit on my mirror. I'm going to put it on the wall in the shower, because I don't know where your negative thoughts come from. When I get in that shower, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about it. It's like you just start thinking your negative, all the negative thoughts, all the problems, all this, instead of thinking about the abundance and the future. And that's what I want to control and work on the mind. So I want to move on to, you know, you guys can create goals, or Craig talks about outcomes, but I want to talk about sacrifice for a minute, right? So, you know, with the outcomes and what you want to hit, your goals, comes sacrifice and consistency, right?
Can I add something real quick there? Sure. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. Mm. Or for those millennials or digitals, it's in Wikipedia.
So making a sacrifice, right, to get the outcome. So you look at Heads Up Advisor. I'll tell you a quick story about it. Is, you know, we started it August of 18. Crazy idea. Convinced Craig. Hit him over the head. Decided. I said, you know what? I'm going to pick my shit up. I didn't take a vacation in, 6 years? I don't take vacation. I just started realizing what they were.
Rookie.
Right? And yet, I went from that, and I picked my shit up, and I went to California. Got a place in California. And not knowing what was going to happen, to run this show. I moved to California to run this show. And I said, we're going to be consistent. We're going to do it every week. No money coming in. It's just costing us money. We're going to play the long run. We're going to make a sacrifice of my time and be consistent with it over and over and over. And as you guys know, in the beginning of the year, which is now, ain't much renewal time going on. So my health plan didn't come out to August. So it was just stop loss. And not much came in, but I kept saying, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. keep doing it and consistent and sacrifice all this other shit. Because I could have been chasing retail and do $250,000 or more this year in retail.
I didn't quite get that. Are you chasing tail? What was
that? Oh, that's on my other hat. Yeah.
That's a, okay. Different
little,
list.
A little bit of that. There's some of that in California. So you fast forward, guys, you fast forward, and it all came in the fourth quarter for us. We now have, I share with you guys, we now have a seven-figure business after doing this for how many months? You know, 18 months, right? And I could have quit easily. We could have quit, right? I said, fuck this. This is too much money, too much time. This ain't working. Nobody's listening. But we sacrificed and we came consistent. And listen, we got a little luck along the way when you keep working hard, you keep being consistent. So I'll reflect that to you guys on your marketing, because this is marketing, right? But a lot of you guys, I don't understand why nobody's copied the idea of what we're doing here and just do it for employers and do it every goddamn week. Create a pillar of content and chop shit up and snippets and videos every week, every week, every week. Are you going out of business anytime soon? All it is a half hour to hour. You get a mic, you get a camera. You don't have to be that fancy. Put it on a thing and start distributing every month, every week. It's simple. And you do it for a year, 2 years. Gary Vaynerchuk, those that don't know Gary Vaynerchuk, big sales influencer, he did a wine school. He's like, he goes, guys, I started my YouTube channel in 2007. I did a video every single day for 3 years and nobody watched. 3 years, every day, and nobody was watching. And I kept doing the videos for my father's wine company. He took it from $6 million to $60 million in 3 years, okay? Hello. So look at him now. Look at him. He's a huge influence, $100 million a year revenue marketing company. He's gonna blow up once the economy tanks because he's got money all over the place. But he's building a brand, and he put in the time. He sacrificed. He spent all this money to know the bigger outcome. What I'm telling you guys is you listen, if you're taking your way to retirement like Grandpa over here, oh, no. And maybe you don't want to. I understand. You got your book. You're cruising. Cruise. Get on a boat. Cruise. But those that are still going after it, guys, just you could take over in a couple of years. You just got to keep doing it. Copy it, market it, make some sacrifice. What do you think, Greg?
I'm thinking about having another drink.
Chris, yeah, and what kind of sacrifices are you making this year? I know you've made some already.
Yeah, I definitely agree with a lot of things that you're saying. I think you hit a lot of highlights there, because without sacrifice, you won't achieve what you want, because like there's so many people like that ratio of like that 90%, and I don't know the other ratio, it keeps changing each year, but let's just say 1%ers and the 2%ers or 3%ers, let's just say 5% versus the 99% of people are like out. And I went out recently and I'm like, you know what? It was still going on. And I start having those moments where I'm like cooped up in my office, but it pays off. And like you said earlier, it's like keeping that consistency.
Going out is overrated.
It totally is. I mean, like right now I'm having so much fun drinking the champagne with you guys. You know, like I don't have to go out and like I'm sharpening my blade, you know? So I totally agree with you. I think that sacrifice is very needed for you to level up. And I think a lot of people need to look at their circumstances and say, I can go harder. I can do more. I can dream bigger.
Yeah, if you want more, you got to do more. You got to make some sacrifices. Commit to that one thing that you're going to sacrifice for, and thing that's going to make you uncomfortable. A lot of you out here already have a book of business and are living good and are making money. So back to it is play the long game, right? Stop chasing short money. Short money don't make no money, right?
Explain that to the brokers out there. What's short money? Yeah. Squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we're playing the long game, it's marketing. Just look at Heads Up Advisors. This is the long game. If you want the influence and the credibility with those prospects that are bigger groups or just groups that are in your area, I don't care if they're 50 live groups, 25 live groups, they all pay, right? Yeah. But you've got to be willing to market to them consistently so they know who you are and you can start to get into their world and their top of mind. You were talking about that the other day as far as the human mind can only give 150 people or something like that.
Yeah, the human brain can only keep 150 names at the top of your mind. So the example is, what's your favorite TV show? What's the name of the character? Everybody has one, right? Guess what? That television character is in your top 150. Wow. Right? So you got friends, neighbors, podcasters, yeah. Live streamers, TV show personalities, artists, musicians, right?
Yep.
So how simple is this? If you market consistently, persistently, nonstop, the secret to business is timing. The prospect's timing is never your timing. And so if you don't wear them down, if that 90-day window where healthcare is on their mind, if you're not in their 150, then the only person that your prospect's going to think of is the incumbent. How simple is that? Be the only other one on their mind. They're going to go, geez, I need to call Beth. I need to call Marcy. I'm not sure I'm going to call Ray, but I need to call the ladies.
Calling John Clay. John Clay says the long game, baby. Again, guys, just an example is like, just so you guys know, I'm human. I'm not full of shit. Is like, I tell you guys before, it's like every show, I want to do it before the show, right? It's like, I don't want to do it. It sucks. Even today, or not today, the other day, after a good fourth quarter, it's like, what did I tell you the other day? We were having coffee. I'm like, oh, well, what if nobody buys anymore? It's not going to happen. It was just a fluke. Da, 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 da. It's going to be worse. And things go, nobody's going to watch the show anymore. It's like these thoughts that have in your head, it just tries to stop you. Yeah. Your brain. That's why I'm going to work on my brain. It just keeps trying to tell me to stop. Don't do it. It's uncomfortable. It's not going to work. And that's what a lot of you probably suffer from, because I suffer from it too. And most of you have already had success. And yet your mind is telling you to stop. You can't do it anymore. Don't do it. Don't, you know what? Your thermostat outside the...
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Dr. Joe Dispenza, he talks about, I was like, you can control 5%, 95% controlled is unconscious in your body. And your body's already said, no.
Hey,
I don't like that.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Knock that stuff off.
So it's like your mind, you've got to treat it like a stallion and train it every day like a stallion dog. Not Stella, because she just don't listen. I tried. I swear I tried. Yeah. It's not working.
Hey, no. This would be my analogy. The mind, it's nothing more, and I've told you guys this before, it's nothing more than a computer that's programmable. And unfortunately, nobody ever told us that. This is a programmable computer. What you put in stays. Garbage in, garbage out doesn't apply to this. What you put in stays. So if you plant weeds, weeds are going to grow. Weeds will grow. The stems will get bigger. Pretty soon there'll be a frickin' tree, right? And they're really hard to pull out when it's a tree. They're simple when they're little young, you know, weedlings. You just pull them out with two fingers. Boop. See, that's why guys like John are such studs. He had the cojones to leave New Jersey, buy a place in Orange County. We talked about it. I said, well, you know, you tell me, what do you think you're going to learn more about being in New Jersey or being in California? And so look what happened. He took a risk. See, he doesn't have the natural fear that most people do. He believes in himself that if he takes action, he can't fail. The stuff that makes him nervous about is the stuff he can't control. Are there going to be prospects? Will they buy? Will they renew? That's just the irrational part of the brain. Because he hasn't put in tapes, he hasn't put in programming to say, it's freaking impossible for me to fail. That's not even, I mean, that is,
I like that one.
That's not even a word that I recognize. It's not in my vernacular. There's no such thing. There's only timing. I may not like the timing, but success is inevitable. And you've already proven it to yourself, but you just have to reinforce the programming to say, freedom, love, joy, appreciation, gratitude. That's what I focus on. Not anger, fear, anxiety, doubt, unworthiness, stress, tension. If you're unaware and not paying attention, that's what the human condition typically focuses on, is all the negative.
Yeah.
Because people live in a world of scarcity when in fact we live in the most abundant world in the history of mankind. If we just focus our lens on that.
And that's what I love about you, is when I hear you tell me you were like me when you were younger than I
totally
hear how you are now, I'm like, how do you keep that mindset? And that's what I'm working on. What do you think, Christiana?
I just want to say that you guys are amazing. I really do, because a lot of the things that you guys are sharing, it's crazy that you were saying that these thoughts were like popping up, because like recently I had the same situation. And like, I found myself, I'm really an athlete. So I'm in the gym probably about 4 days out of the week. And the gym really like stimulates when I go and I listen to positive body affirmations and workout affirmations. And I'm trying to retrain my subconscious mind, because like in the process sometimes of being like an entrepreneur, you get those thoughts and you're like, hey, you know, what am I not doing enough? And then even when my wins, you said something that was like very, very, very important. It's like, once you meet those goals, you have to celebrate, because like no one else is going to celebrate you. Like, you know, you've been putting like the work in, and it's behind the scenes. And I think sometimes we need to like remember that and not expect, I don't know, it's just like this worthiness. You need to like appreciate.
I'm a celebrator. I like to celebrate. I celebrate my wins.
Yeah, you know, and there's so many different ways you can celebrate it. You can celebrate it by knowing and loving that. So to me, I went out on my own at 24.
Wow.
All I cared about was having autonomy. I'm not a good Indian. I've always been a chief. I didn't want anybody controlling me or telling me what to do. Tony Robbins says there's only two human fears: fear of being alone, fear of being controlled. Mine was obvious. There's a lot of ways you could celebrate. Here's how I celebrated. I was the youngest of five boys. My mom pretty much raised me because my dad worked all the time. I didn't know that how that would affect me as an adult until I had two boys. And I went, I want to do cool shit with my kids whenever I want to do it. Not when the calendar says there's a holiday. Screw that.
Hey, exactly.
So I could enjoy and celebrate by doing cool stuff with my family. And that's how I rewarded myself. Or I bought, you know, custom suit or, right? But I mean, you know.
It goes away quickly.
I didn't buy watches and, you know, it's just a different, everybody's got a different thing, right? So you might buy Lululemon workout clothes.
That's true.
Right? And I may not. So you find your thing, but you got to celebrate.
Yeah.
I like what Christiana does, you know, brought me to some of her lives when I would listen. It's like she's putting out positive vibes and, you know, and I'm sure you struggle with the same shit we struggle with, but she's just super upbeat, positive on her lives. And I started getting sucked into her lives because I'm watching everybody's lives to see how good they are, what they're doing, and learn from them. And she's putting out positive vibes and thankful. She's wishing me a happy birthday and like six other things, best blessing, abundance, and this and that. It's like, God damn, this girl's so nice. Why are you so nice to me? From New Jersey, I'm not used to that. I'm like, why are you so nice to me?
Yeah.
I would say that, you know, like you have to be nice, because like someone told me a long time ago and they were like, abundance for all of us. It's so much out there. Like, it's so, you know, people who think very scarce or like scarcity, it shows in their demeanor, you know. And I think abundance is, like you said, your gratitude list, happiness, a grateful, you know. Every day I wake up and I'm like, you know what, yeah, this is kind of crummy, like this is not the best, but I can work with it, you know. And like, what can I turn out of this situation that's going to make it fruitful? And you know, in the Bible it says a good tree never bears bad fruit. And I think that's part of your personality. So I take that as, I'm the tree. I have a choice. Can I be negative today, or do I be positive? And I'm always trying to make sure that the next thing that I don't see coming is fruitful. So like, dude, I'm thrown away about like this. Like, I'm just so happy to be here. And just, you've been like crushing things. And like, since the moment I met you, you've been like tackling things. And I'm like, man, I was supposed to meet you because I'm supposed to learn so much from you. And I think that that's abundance. You know, I think that it's not something for us to be like, oh, it's mine. No, it's free, and we can give it to each other.
We appreciate that. What about habit changes, Craig? What about some of the guys that are struggling out there? They got some bad habits like I do.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
I do too.
we all do. Yeah. So I was reading, like you guys know that I do, right? Box of crayons. Cool shit. Right. So how do you build a new habit? I love their stuff. Right. It's science. It's just basically a brain hack. We really should be way more understanding of our prospects, because what do our prospects suffer from?
Status quo.
And that's how all our brains work. Right. We're 95% on autopilot. So we really ought to be more sensitive. So these guys came up with a great formula for hacking your brain and starting a new habit. Okay. So what they do is they go, look, it's three steps. Grab a pen, everybody. when this happens, ... And then in parentheses, write trigger event. When this happens, what's the trigger event? Number two, instead of, and then describe the default habit you want to change. So when this happens, trigger event, instead of automatically getting pissed or whatever it is that habit is, right? Automatically responding negatively. Number three, I will in 60 seconds or less. And then in parentheses, what's the habit you want to change? Think of it this way. It's a micro habit. They gave a great example. When I'm brushing my teeth, instead of ignoring the fact that I should floss, I will floss one frickin' tooth. A micro habit. If you do that every day, pretty soon you won't have to think about it and you'll start doing more than one tooth. Unless you're from Arkansas, that's all you have. What do you think about that?
I wrote it down. I when you said grab your notebook, I wrote it down because that's so crazy that you mentioned that because, like, for example, I'm a mom and I have to sometimes tell myself, okay, I can't respond certain ways. Even not just being a mom, this goes for anybody. You have to say in that split second, because everything's a choice, right?
Yeah.
And I have to say, hey, wait a minute. You said something earlier, John, that really stuck to me. It was like, you're working on your mental response to a lot of things. And like, I am too. Like, I'm so, so ready for that.
Well, I got a lot more work than you do.
So let me give you an example. Here's a business example of forming a new habit. Let's call it the Smart Broker Advice Monster. All right, let's bring it home for brokers online. So when the prospect says they need help, instead of assuming you know the answer and jumping in with all the answers, of course, that you know you have already, I will reframe what they said to make sure that I understand what they meant, and then I'm going to ask them questions. I'll give you another example. When a prospect says, hey, John, how do you, right? Which they always do, because prospects 8 times out of 10 are better salespeople than the brokers, right? Because they get the brokers to give them all the free advice. Ooh, there is.
Let me tell you how smart I am.
So when the prospect says, how do you, instead of selling and telling all about the features and benefits and showing them how smart you are, instead, I'm going to ask them questions, right? I'm going to say, I got probably a lot of ideas on that subject, but what are your thoughts on that? If you did know what to do, where would you start? What would you do and how would you do it? And instead, you ask them questions. Now, there's an example of how you can build a new habit. Instead of showing up and throwing up.
Bite that tongue.
Shut up. Ask questions. Don't do free consulting. Sell the Trojan horse.
We talked about changing habits, translating the business example. What else we got, Craig?
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, we cover.
We give him too much. It's a fire hose.
We can fit these 6 minutes in. Christiana, you ran us over. We got a third guest. Anything else you want to add? Do you want to close out with a nice little blessing or prayer?
I think you guys did great, but I will close out with a quick prayer and some affirmations.
Here we go.
Yeah. So in 2020, this is your year. You need to write things down. The more you write things down, the more they come to life, okay? Like, add a little input of some sprinkle of some action is important. But if you believe, you can go far away. So the affirmation that I wrote down, I literally have my journal with me. Like, I always carry it with me.
Carries it around. I saw out before in big, bold letters.
Yeah, because I'm so obsessed on what I'm attracting. And you have to ask yourself what you're attracting. And a lot of the things, they dropped a lot of good jewels tonight. And I had to bring my notebook out because, like, I'm a note taker. I'm always a student before anything. And I love learning. So my jewel for today to give you guys is that stop chasing so hard and know that you already have it. And I say that not to be in a cocky and like a macho way, but he says something important. If you know you have it, then you should be asking the other person questions to to see where their mindset is. And, you know, in this business, I think it's very important that we don't just go on a tangent about what we know and what we do all the time. It's more so just diving into people sometimes and making that personal connection, and also just seeing where their mind is. So dollars want me. Success wants me. I don't want it. It wants me. And you have dominion to have that. You know, we were created all with that dominion. So I would say repeat that daily, 3 times a day if you could. So that's my jewel.
Beautiful. Name it, claim it, and frame it. That's what they said back in the day to me.
Hey, listen, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Heads Up Advisor, go ahead and check it out. If you're listening on the podcast right now, go ahead and check out the Facebook group, the YouTube channel. We will see you on the next one. Same place, same time. Peace out, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year.
Shiana. Happy New Year.
Little Dom P.
Happy New Year.
Cheers.
Righto.